This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden held his first in-person meeting since winning the election with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on Friday. Biden's meeting with the top Democrats at his makeshift transition headquarters in downtown Wilmington, Delaware, comes as he continues to build out his White House team. Jen Psaki is with the Biden transition team.
They're in lockstep agreement that there needs to be emergency assistance and aid during the lame duck session to help families. There's no more room for delay, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible.
Prospects for new virus aid this year remain uncertain. Pelosi said that talks with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership on Thursday did not produce any consensus on a new virus aid package. U.S. drug maker Pfizer has asked the Food and Drug Administration to allow emergency use of its vaccine in the United States, a step that will start the clock ticking on a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
Pfizer's filing sets off a chain of events as the Food and Drug Administration and its independent advisors debate if the shots are ready. If so, another group will have to decide how the initial limited supplies are rationed out. Initial supplies will be scarce. According to information given to the National Academy of Medicine, about 25 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be available in December, 30 million in January, and another 35 million in February and March. People getting the shots will need two doses 3 weeks apart. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.